Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 14th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Shavi, Mishnah Gimel. Amachil is Bonav Ketanim. A person who gives his young children, under Bar Mitzvah, Truma, by accident, to eat. So they ate it by accident, and he did it, he gave it to them by accident. They are potter from paying. Vesavodov, or because they don't have what to pay. If they had what to pay, they'd be chayav, but they're potter from paying now. Vesavodov, or he gave his servants, ben gedol and ben ketan, whether adult slaves or not adult, or young slaves. Avodim don't have anything to pay, because whatever an avod is koina, we say the rabbi is koina. He can't own anything independently. Or oichel trumas chutzlaretz, one eats truma that comes chutzlaretz, where the truma is only mirabonon. Now, not all chutzlaretz has a chiv of truma rabonon. Places like Bavel, Surya, Mitzrayim, these places very close to Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim or the Nevi'im, some of them made a takana that one should give truma. So if one eats that, again, there's no chiv of chomesh, no chiv of chomesh, and only karen, as we'll soon see. V'ho'eichel pachas mikazayis truma. One who eats less than a kazayis of truma, which is not called achila, but, as the Meforshim point out in the Bavli, the Bavli concludes that when it says he ate less than a kazayis of truma, but it was worth a shava pruta, it was worth at least a pruta, because if it wasn't worth a pruta, then he won't even pay the karen. In all these cases, mishalim is a karen, the person pays the principal, because the kohen suffered a loss, but he won't pay the chomesh, he won't pay the fifth. The chomesh is only paid in a case where someone who eats it himself, b'shoigeg, and is paying the, then he pays karen and the chomesh, and has to be a full kazayis. But in all these cases, there are exceptions. The young children don't have what to pay. The avodim don't have what to pay of anything of their own. The chutzlaretz is not, there's no chomesh because it's mirabonon, the sudruma, the for a non-kohen. And the whole chiv of truma is mirabonon, and one who eats less than kazayis of truma, that's not called achila to michayev the chomesh, but the karen must be paid. Why? Because the person who gave his kids is taken away from the kohen. He's taken away from truma. Similarly, if he ate chutz la'aretz truma, but it belongs to the kohen, and he it's gezel a kohen or loss of the kohen, but no chomesh to be paid. And in each of these cases that we've mentioned, what is the nature of the payment to the kohen? V'hatashlumin cholin. The nature is, it is cholin. It's just a pure monetary compensation. It doesn't become kodesh, it doesn't become truma, like we normal, as in the normal case where a person himself eats truma b'shogeg other shir v'kazayis, truma of the rise of truma b'aretz Yisrael. And therefore, concludes the Mishnah, imrotza ha'kohen limchoil mochel. If the kohen wants to forego the payment of the keren, of the principal amount, he can't forego it. Why? Because it's purely a monetary obligation. And whenever there's a monetary obligation, if a person wants to forego that, you can. He can be mochelet. Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah comes to summarize. When is the tashlum in truma and the kohen can't be mochelet? And when the tashlumin, when is the payment of a chuli nature, and the kohen can forego it, can be mochelet. Zaha klal. Kol ha-mishalim keren v'chomesh. Any situation where the person is going to pay the principal and a fifth, remember a fifth each time we say is really what we call in English a quarter, that's an amount which will be a fifth of the total, ha-tashlumin truma. Then the payment is of the type that it's called truma. And when it's also to be eaten by a non-kohen, and this is learned from the Pasuk, which describes the payment as Kodesh. The Nosan, like Kohen, is a Kodesh. This is where he eats Truma, Bashogeg. And therefore, Imrotza Kohen Limchoil, if the Kohen wants to be Moichel, the payment ain't a Moichel. He can't even be Moichel. Just like you can't be Moichel Truma. You can't say, oh, don't worry about giving the Truma. A person has to give Truma. So this too, a person has to give this Tashlumin, which is called Truma, and it's called Kodesh, the Kohen can't be Moichel, it can't forego it. Whenever a person is paying the principal amount to the kohen because of gezel or because of loss of the kohen, but he's not paying the chomesh in all the cases that we had until now, Mishnah Aleph to Gimel, Hatashlumin Chulin. The nature of the payment is described as Chulin, ordinary money, ordinary monetary compensation. And Mutter Ba'achila, if the Kohen wants to give it to the non-Kohen to eat, that's fine. And Imrotza HaKohen Limchol Mechol, and if the Kohen wants to forego it, he can forgive it. Why can't he forgive the payment? Because there's no Kedusha of Truma whatsoever. It's purely monetary compensation.